September 19th, 2016. The Canyon wildfire is burning through the dry, rolling hills of Vandenberg Air Force Base, crispy after years of record-setting drought and high temperatures. It's out of control. Day turns to night as firefighters are surrounded by smoke and flames. Their body cameras catch the sounds of their retreat.
Okay. Let's go! Let's go!
The fire started 2 days earlier in a remote part of the 100,000-acre Air Force Base. Chief Mark Farias is a 20-year veteran of the Vandenberg Fire Department.
It's kind of like a military battle, right? You need the ground troops, which we call, let's call them hot shots. You need the tanks, which we'll call the fire trucks, and you need air support. So that unholy trinity is what we typically need for almost every fire.
Fighting fires on military bases can be complicated. There's ordnance and chemical storage and buildings crucial to national security. At Vandenberg at the time, one of the biggest issues was a little over a mile away, a Delta II rocket ready to launch.
Having a rocket fully loaded on a pad, fully fueled, that's a pucker factor, you know, and having fire all around the area and threatening the facility.
The Department of Defense is concerned that wildfires are becoming an increasing threat to many facilities, driven by extreme weather conditions that are getting worse as the climate changes. A 2019 DOD report on the effects of a changing climate dedicated a section to the wildfire threat, wonkily pointing out, climatic factors, including increased wind and drought, can lead to an increased severity of wildfire activity. Maureen Sullivan is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Environment.
You know, we just had a huge fire this summer up in Alaska, which was really problematic. So you wouldn't think, you know, of Alaska as a wildfire risk, but that tells you how the wildfire situation is changing.
The Pentagon report looked at 72 bases. It said that half of those could be threatened by wildfire, and that number is expected to grow. The report urges installations to plan ahead.
They have to take into consideration a changing climate, but how do they go about it?
Sullivan said that the Defense Department is trying to help them. For instance, it developed a tool that can help bases figure out what might burn, where that fire might spread, and how they could respond. There's also a new climate adaptation tool that's supposed to help facilities figure out the scope of different kinds of climate threats. Though there are practical things that the bases are doing right now. Clearing vegetation is a big one, especially with controlled burns, though some bases are limited by local laws. They're also partnering with local, state, and national fire agencies. Actually, that's what saved Chief Farias at Vandenberg when the fire was burning out of control back in 2016.
What was the turning point where you guys were able to finally...
Getting enough air resources and enough hotshot crews.
The Vandenberg fire burned only 12,500 acres, relatively reasonable for a California fire. But Chief Farias says it shows why his base needs better brush management, more people, and more money.
I mean, we haven't gained resources, even though our launch tempo is more, even though it's drier, even though things have gotten worse, we're actually less people, less resourced. And so that has an impact. You know, that means that things are going to get worse before they get better sometime, you know.
Like other folks in California and much of the country, he knows that the next big fire could be right around the corner. I'm Jacob Margolis in Los Angeles.